as Texas Tech Monday night will be playing for the national championship.
Welcome on, welcome all to the Air Raid Podcast presented by Viva the Matadors. You are on again. It's your boy, Albie Shore. And you know what? I think I'm on once again. I got Jeremy Gillen here with me. And I think the reason why Tech's been losing is because we haven't done a pod in a little bit. Jeremy, do you concur?
Well, if we're going to look at the facts, I think it lines up.
You know, we haven't done a, we had some scheduling mishaps, so we haven't done a pod in about a week and a half. Last pod we did was when I told y'all that Oklahoma would beat Tech. And Oklahoma did that. They did basically what I expected them to do. It was a little bit more of a lopsided victory than I thought they would, but we haven't won since. And that's not what I expected. So basically, long story short, Oklahoma beat Tech in Norman, 65-51. Like I said, I expected it. I knew they'd be hungry. Didn't surprise me. What did surprise me is Shaka Smart winning his fourth straight, beating Tech in Lubbock, 68-58. And then in Waco, big Monday, ESPN, Tech lost in overtime, 71-68. Three losses in a row, Jeremy. What do you got to say about it?
Man, these three losses... It's hard. It's hard because it reminds me of earlier in the season when we lost against we had that three loss stretch against Iowa, Creighton, and the DePaul. Feel like you should have came out with at least two of those. I feel like we should have came out with three of these. I felt like we should have beat Baylor earlier in the season. I feel like we should have beat them last week. It's hard. Every game was like there's one thing we were doing wrong and there's one thing we were doing right. And we could just never match up. And the theme is becoming we just refuse to finish games. It hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah, I mean, so I think Oklahoma wasn't really refusing to finish a game, right? That was a game where they were just better for 40 minutes. Like, there was no doubt about that. Texas was a game that was close the entire game. And like you said, we didn't want to close. And they just went on a huge run to end it. And then Baylor was a heartbreaker of a heartbreaker where a chance to win the game, Chris Clark plays fantastic defense, gets the ball, dribbles the ball down like he's, you know, Magic Johnson reincarnated, and does, for the potential win, does a no-look pass to the post. He's Metalark Lemon out there and does like a no-look pass to the post that gets easily intercepted.
Do you like the play, though? I mean, negating the fact that he had a weak wrist pass and it got picked off. Do you like the idea to, it was McCuller, yeah? Sitting under the basket? Do you like that idea to pass it off to McCuller?
A better pass. I didn't hate the idea to pass to McCuller. I will say that. I think it's just a better pass, whether it's higher so McCuller can get it, whether it's doing the pass sooner. Maybe it's even dribbling to the side and bringing the defender with you. I think the idea was a good one. It just was terribly executed. It was the defender figured he was going to pass there, read what he was doing, and it really, it's timing, I think, was what it was. I think had he passed it off a couple steps sooner, it would have worked. Had he even waited a little bit and baited the defender some more, it would have worked. But I think the time that he did it and the no-look BS, I mean, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing? Why look off? Like, just pass the ball. Like, just, what are you doing? Just pass the ball. Like, this isn't, you know, you're not LeBron. You're not out here. It's not Showtime Lakers. Just pass the ball down to the post when you're supposed to and get the win. Because that wins the game. That play, that wins the game. You know? So I think that was big. I would like to say, though, Chris, I read a tweet. Sometimes, Red Raider fans, y'all sometimes give me a headache. I read a tweet saying that Chris Clark is the worst player on the team, and it's not even close.
Oh. Feels like a dagger.
I get being upset. I get it. Like, he made a terrible bonehead play. After making what I thought was one of the biggest plays of the game immediately before, he made a boneheaded play that virtually lost the game right after. I get being upset. And don't get me wrong, he's made other bonehead plays. I'm not saying he hasn't. But you could also argue he's the most important player. He's the Chris Bosh of the team. Remember during the Heatles days and they were winning the three-peat and everybody loved LeBron, right? So everybody loved Jamias Ramsey. Everybody loved Dwayne Wade, who I guess is either Moretti or Kyler Edwards in this case, right? Everybody loved those guys. But Chris Bosh was the one out here getting, you know, having all the post defense, stretching out the fours and the fives from the other team and getting all the rebounds and doing all the dirty stuff. But everybody kept talking about him. He's Chris Bosh of the team.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good and bad aside, he's just Chris
Clark.
Yeah.
Chris Clark's the best rebound on the team. It's really not a, I mean, that's obvious. And he's probably even the best passer.
Hey, you say rebounder? Right? I don't know. McCullough's kind of getting up there now, but he's a surefire rebounder.
Clark's still the better rebounder. I mean, you could say McCullough's improved, but Clark's still the better rebounder. I think passer is the one that there's other guys you could argue. But I think the offense runs best when Chris Clark has the ball in his hand at the top of the key. Like if you give me one guy and you say, I'll take that guy at the top of the key to move the offense and have the offense going, I'll pick him over Moretti.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is big.
Right. And that's big. So I will say this. I didn't want to touch on the three losses that much, but before the Oklahoma game, I joked with you and Dylan. I joked and I said, I truly think Tech, after the Iowa State win, Tech could lose every game for the rest of the regular season, or for the rest of the season, because I include the Big 12 tournament, and still make the NCAA tournament.
I think you put the curse on us, Albert.
You spoke it
into existence.
I think I might have.
We can't disprove it now? Saturday.
Yeah, Chris Beard listens to the podcast.
He does.
Chris Beard listens to the podcast.
He does.
And I think he was like, you know, hey, let's see it. Let's see what happens. Hey, guys. Don't listen to what I gotta say during the game. All right. I'm just out here trying to be your coach. You know? Just go ahead and lose five straight and see what happens. Right? Like I really do think we're not out of the tournament yet. But I will say, for the first time all season, I understand some panic.
Okay.
I get it. For the first time all season, I will say I get it.
Well, okay. Let's be specific. Panic about what?
About making the tournament.
So you don't think? Okay.
It's not that I don't think Tech will make it, but I think we're about to get into Kansas, the number one team in the country, the team that I've said all year is the best team in the country. And the first round will likely be against one of the two teams we just lost to, Oklahoma or Texas, right? So, those are two games. Very likely to lose, right? Both of them. There's a good chance we could lose both of them. It's not out of the realm. It's not like we're playing Iowa State or Kansas State to begin. Good chance we could lose to both of them. That's five straight losses. That's an 18-14 record, which is already not a very strong record. Now, there's a lot of factors going into it, but you have an 18-14 record, five straight losses to end the season. I think that for the first time all season, I'll say I get the worry.
You get it, but you're not a part of it.
No, because I still think even with five losses, we'd make it. But for the first time all season, I'd say we'd be on the bubble.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right. So
depending on the loss.
So with that.
Depending on the loss, if we lose Saturday, depending on how that looks, you know. I mean, a loss is a loss, but the committee is, they're high on, you know, how teams play at the end.
They are. I will say this. I did think that the a win against Baylor would have eradicated both the Oklahoma and Texas loss. Like, it wouldn't have mattered, right? You win at number four ranked team in the country. It doesn't matter what you did right with the two games before that. That would have eradicated it. But that didn't happen. Tech got swept by Baylor. And that is a problem. And now you're in a situation where the stadium will be rocking. So and it's a Saturday game, so that's awesome. Kansas is obviously beatable. But that's tough. I think this is the best team in the conference. They're going to be playing for a conference championship.
Yeah. We played a game with no real stars and still lost in overtime, but still lost. And now we're going to play a team with a lot of stars who have seemingly gotten better as the season has gone on. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably my pick for the national championship as of right now. We'll see. Well, I'll make my official pick in our Selection Sunday podcast, but as of right now, they're probably my pick. So they're a good team. They gotta lose before the tournament, though. Kansas. I'll feel more confident in picking Kansas if they suffer a loss between now and.
Oh, I can respect that.
Like if they're on like a 25 game winning streak going
into Selection Sunday,
I'm like, eh, I don't feel good. One last thing before we get on to Kansas. But in the Slack pod, in the last Baylor game, everybody was excited, right? We were all excited because Big Russ was starting, right? Big Russ was starting. We're about to see our boy. And then just for Chris Beard to say, hey, yeah, I was just doing a coaching thing, actually. Come sit your ass down. Like, yeah, come sit down, get your little 5 minutes of shine. That's about it. What do you think about that one?
Loved it. I love any time Chewa touches the court. I'm not even going to back down on that. I don't care if it's coaching decision or coaching moment.
He played 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, that's a lot. That's pretty much his average, if not a little higher. So that's
a win. And then Holyfield and Clark came on like right after.
Yeah, and we lost the game. I mean, what do you want to hear from me?
So Chewa is 0-1. It's his only game as a starter.
I know. And it's not even his fault, you know? That's the hardest part.
Well, Chewa... Tachua might get more PT coming up in the next game. We've already kind of talked about it. Texas Tech, Kansas, big boy Asabuki, got his sidekick Dotson going up against Jamias Ramsey and the worst player on the team, supposedly, Chris Clark. What are your initial thoughts?
I mean, yeah, Asabuki is going to be the difference maker in this game. 7 foot, like well over 250 pounds. I think he's like 270. This guy's a monster. He's ready for the next level, and Kansas knows it. He knows it, and he's playing like it. I mean, he's averaging like 10 rebounds a game. He gets double digits every game. I'm bringing it back.
Double digits? Why do I let you speak?
I don't know, because if it's not me, it's just you. And while it's good, it's just not enough.
Yeah, I don't say double digits.
Yeah, well, I mean, you all... it's fair. But, yeah, I think Asabuki is going to be the big difference maker in this game. No shade to Devon Dotson. I mean, he's, what did you say? I distinctly remember at the beginning of the season, you were talking about Devon Dotson gets player of the year. Player of the year. And was that nationally?
I said Big 12 player of the year.
Okay.
I might have said national. I don't remember if I said nationally for sure. I know I said Big 12 player of the year.
I don't remember either, but I think he is playing at a level that he would love to be National Player of the Year. And I mean, he's so athletic. Golly. And that's nothing to say about Marcus Garrett, who's been an absolute defensive monster for them. There's just so many intangibles in this game that we didn't have to experience during Baylor's, like, we're a team and we're going to finish together kind of mantra. Like, this is a team built of monstars, and we have to seriously pull it all together before Saturday.
So who's our Michael Jordan?
God, I don't know who. I don't know who is. Who wants to? It's hard to tell at this point, isn't it? I mean, who wants to have the ball late game? Doesn't seem like anybody is ready to do that.
That's the problem. So Jamias Ramsey in the last game put up 13 points in the first half. It's like he knew scouts were in the crowd. So he's like, I'm balling. I'm trying to be a lottery pick. Let's go. And in the second half, he was like, nah, I'm good.
Wait, yeah, what was that? Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm good. So much so to where when the game on the line, Code Beard was like, chill. Who else can I bring out? Hey, Jamias? Not Jamias. Somebody else. Like, that's how, I mean, I didn't blame him. Like, I didn't blame Coach Beard at that point, because Ramsey has this thing to where he plays aggressive, but the second his shots stop falling or he does something that's not ideal, he becomes a hermit crab and is like, becomes timid again. Like, when he's hot, he's hot. But instead of when he's... So a lot of players out, when they're hot, when they're cold, they're cold. With Ramsey, it's like he doesn't want to even become cold, so he just stops shooting. Or he just stops being aggressive in general. And that's kind of a problem. Now, Kyler's one of those guys where when he's hot, he's cold, he's cold. And so much so to where coach is like, you got to sit on the bench. Yeah, that's enough out of you. You know?
That's enough.
But you're right. That's the problem. We don't have... Last year, Jarrett Culver was the closer. Year before that, Keaton Evans was the closer. We don't have a closer. And if we did, I think there's a lot of games this season where we wouldn't be 18-12 right now. You know, that's at least 2, 3, 4 losses that are probably rectified with just having a closer, just having somebody who's willing to take over at the end of the game. I thought that'd be Ramsey to start the season. But it hasn't been Ramsey. It hasn't been Reddy. It hasn't been Kyler. It hasn't been anybody. The defensive closer has been Kevin McCullough, if we're being real. He's been the defensive closer. He's been a beast at the end of games, all game, most improved player by far. But, yeah, the other guys? Yeah.
You have a closer. We beat Kentucky, and yeah, it just would have been so much better from there on out. I don't even think that we'll have an opportunity to close in this game. It just doesn't feel like it. It feels like, oh, golly, I'm getting into my depressed state and Tech Athletics. I'm going to back it up a second. Let me tell you something. No, I'll put that off for the prediction. I'm getting way ahead of myself now.
I'm all over
the place with this game. That's where Tech basketball has put me, is I just don't know what to look at.
Well, I will say this. When it comes to Kansas, I know you were saying that you didn't get a chance to watch them beat TCU. And TCU didn't play bad in the game. They played, I mean, formidable. As a bookie, did, you know, come out, was in warm-ups, had a boot on. Everybody was like, man, will he even play? What's going to happen with him? You want to know what happened, Jeremy?
Took the boot off.
Put up 31-14.
He took the boot off.
He was like, all right, let me stop playing with these folks.
I'm going to be joking around. It's a joke.
put up 31-14. Like, the man is a beast. I really don't know how we're going to contain him. I don't know. You know, Tachua's probably going to get some PT, but I really don't think he's going to get any more than 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Like, I don't see him, you know. So the question is, let's see how good of a improved player that Ramsey's become, right? Like, on one hand, last time we played them, we got Azubuki in foul trouble early, so we didn't really see him. But we can't rely on that. We can't just say, oh, well, no problem. We'll just get Azubuki in foul trouble. Like, it's not easy like that. And what happens if he's not in foul trouble? Garrett had a good game last time he played us, right? Because Azubuki was hurt, Garrett kind of assumed some of that responsibility. And so I'm very curious as far as what happens if Azubuki actually plays 30, 35, 40 minutes. What we going to do?
Good question. Beard's going to go to Holyfield for sure.
Yeah.
And till Holyfield just keeps getting wrecked by the sheer mass of Azubuki. I actually think that I want to see McCullough go after Azubuki for the rebounds, because you feel like he will. But, it's just hard to see any kind of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, but say for what? What McCullough going to do?
Yeah. Well, just try. That's all we could do in this game. Just try.
Have you seen guys taking charges against Zion in the NBA? That's what this feels like. Like,
just trying.
Oh my god! I mean, on one hand, we did barely lose to Kansas last time in Lawrence, so you're like, well, Tech, you know, they can play really well. They play really well against tough teams. But for whatever reason, this seems more dire. I mean, the way the team's been playing lately, Azubuki again. Like I said, if we can get him in foul trouble again, that makes a big difference. But you can't rely on that. He just put up the greatest game of his career. So yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, no, it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough. So, you know what? Guys, it's going to be a short pod. We promised Dylan it would be. So let's go ahead and get in some predictions. Shall we? I mean, you plan on watching games all weekend?
We shall. I'm about it.
This is the last weekend of the regular season before the Big 12 tournament. This will decide a lot of things in the Big 12 standings. As of right now, your Texas Tech Red Raiders have done the most they could do to try to lose the third seed. And right now we are tied with Texas for that third seed.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Like, what a resurrection from Texas.
I'm happy for him. Oh, dude, sure. I am happy for him.
Beard's playing the long game. He's like, you know what, Shaka, you deserve that position. We're going to lose to
you. You know what's funny is that John, this all happened after John Beilein quits the Cavaliers. Right, like everybody in Texas saying they're gonna get Beard. You know, that's stupid business. But I was always like, and who would Texas even get?
Yeah.
But a silver lining opens up. John Beilein leaves the Cavaliers. It makes perfect sense that he would come down to Texas. Like, that makes a lot of sense. So you're like, man, and John Beilein's never failed, right? Like, John Beilein has never failed in anything. He was at Vermont killing it. He's never failed. So I'm over here like, dang, Texas is gonna get John Beilein. And you know what Chaka says? No, they won't. We're going to start winning some games, baby. So I'm proud of him. So let's start that off. Texas home game, Oklahoma State. I don't know if you know. I actually don't know who clinches the third seed. Right now, Big 12, ESPN has them ahead of us, so I guess it would be them. I really don't know. But, yeah, who wins?
That's a good question. Talk about two teams that, I mean, Texas, it's what, they're on a five-game win streak now?
Five-game win streak, and they're probably in the tournament, actually. Yeah, I think they've now got them to play their way firmly into the tournament.
Yeah, they're on a five-game win streak. Oklahoma State also is also playing a lot better than they did earlier in the year. I mean, they beat us. They did lose to West Virginia, and they only scored like 47 points, but then they went out and beat Oklahoma like 83-66. Beat Iowa State, beat Kansas State. Now they're facing down, you know, Texas. This is a good game to see, you know, who's for real. And I think that maybe Texas is going to continue this ridiculous streak because they do have these ballers that they've recruited because of who they are. And they are playing a lot better as a team now, which is a lethal thing. So give me Texas over Oklahoma State.
Texas has won five in a row. Oklahoma State has won three of their last four. And what is this? Seven of their last 10? Man, two game teams that are very hot. The only reason I'm picking Texas is because they're home. I mean, I know that didn't really mean anything because, you know, Longhorn fans don't care, but some might have seen your night, you know. I'm going to go Texas. I mean, you know, they're playing really hot, and they clinch a third seed. Good for them. Next up, we have Iowa State at Kansas State. This is the first game ESPN has put on ESPN Plus that I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. pay for it because nobody else wants to. Yeah. Iowa State, Kansas State. You want me to pick this one?
I mean, that's usually how predictions work.
I'm just, They did just lose. Although my respect for West Virginia has gone down. I'm trying to think of Iowa State. It's at Kansas, or it's at Manhattan. It's in Manhattan. Excuse me. These are two teams that, golly, they're all over the place. But since it's in Manhattan, give me Kansas State, just because this is a game that doesn't really matter. But at home, you're going to win those.
I mean, yeah, just pick a team. I pick Iowa State. I don't really have a prediction or like an explanation. I don't. Yeah. Who cares? Like, no. I'm not gonna look into this and diagnose who was. Oh, I believe this team should win because of. I don't care. Like, who? I mean, yeah, Iowa State. Sure, I was gonna pick whoever you pick. So you pick K State. I pick Iowa State.
Beautiful.
Oklahoma at TCU. Who you got?
This one's a little more interesting, actually. Give me Oklahoma, all the way. Anyways, just I don't care how TCU's been doing. Who cares? Give me Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, TCU had a rough, like, month and a half. They've kind of, won a couple games at the end, I guess. So that's good. They've won three of their last six, which is much better than the zero of their previous six. But I will say, you know, for TCU, their wins have all – their last three wins through the last six all at home. They beat Baylor. They beat West Virginia. They beat K-State, and they're at home this time. They are going to beat Oklahoma. That's my pick. So Baylor, the team that just beat Tech against West Virginia, the only other team playing is about as bad as Tech is right now. Who you got?
I got Baylor. I got Baylor, and I don't care where they play. West Virginia just – they're not doing it. They're just not doing it. And against a team like Baylor that's going to be more put together right now, Baylor.
Upset alert. West Virginia at home, baby.
You pick West Virginia because I pick Baylor.
I'm going West Virginia. Look, Baylor hasn't been that impressive, especially lately. Like, they get beat by TCU, right? They should have lost to Tech. And this is another game on the road in West Virginia. They're going to have to travel. West Virginia senior night. They actually care about sports. Baylor's going to be like, oh, a road crowd. Okay. Interesting. Right. Like, West Virginia, give me them. I got the Mountaineers winning this one. I say that they win a game that not saves their season, but they've lost six of the last eight. They're in a similar situation to Tech. Luckily, their previous, 22 games before that is a lot stronger than ours. So it's not like they're on a bubble or anything like that, but they've also kind of fallen behind like we have. I think they're going to salvage it right here. So another team that needs to salvage their season, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Tech, after three straight losses, going to play the number one team in the country, the Kansas Jayhawks. Jeremy, I got something I need to tell you.
Tell me.
Right? The last time Texas Tech lost three games in a row.
Yes, sir.
They lost to Iowa, to Creighton,
and
to DePaul. Yep. You know the team they, you know the ranking of the team they played next?
Oh man, I think it's number one, right?
Number one.
Number
they played the number one team in the nation immediately after that, and they won five straight games afterwards. You know, if Tech does the same thing,
where's they're going to win
the Big 12 tournament. We ain't going to have to worry about the selection Sunday.
Yeah.
Jeremy, do you ride the wave?
No! Give me Kansas! Give me Kansas. I'm not riding that wave. That wave's not happening. I love the narrative. I love the story. I love it so much that I've told other people at work, I'm like, hey, you know what? Remember last time that we lost three games in a row? We beat the number one team in the nation. And they're like, oh, yeah. Wow, we did. And they feel like it's going to happen. In my heart of hearts, I'm just like, nah, not this time.
Nope. Dang, Jeremy. Dang, that's how you're going to do it? That's how you're going to do the Raiders?
I'm going to do it like that.
How you going to do it?
They pushed me to the edge. Man. They pushed me to the edge.
That's messed up. Jamias, you don't believe in Jamias? You don't believe what he can do? The first half we saw against Baylor, right? You don't believe Mr. 50-40-90? Davide Moretti?
My man.
The worst player on the team, Chris Clark? You don't believe in those guys?
Our best rebounder, TJ Holyfield?
TJ Holyfield? Are you telling me? Well, guess what, Jeremy? I don't believe either. But I'm picking Tech.
Okay.
Do you know why I'm going to pick Tech?
I'm not really sure.
Not sure either. I have no reason to. I don't have a reason why I'm going to pick Tech. You know my reason for picking Tech? It's simply because of this. I don't think Chris Beard will lose five games in a row like I predicted earlier, like I joked about earlier. And if for me to pick Kansas to win the national championship, they got to lose. That's literally my only reasoning is somebody needs to beat them before them to win a national championship. It needs to beat them before the end of the season and win a national championship. You know, why not Tech on senior night? That's the only reason I have for choosing Tech in this game. Azubuike should destroy the bigs that we have. Doxson is going to be the best player on the court. Jamias Ramsey is going to continue to be inconsistent. I have no reason to pick Tech in this game. There's no, and anybody who wants to tweet at me or argue with me and say, oh, well, because of this, because of that, you're arguing to a brick wall. I don't have a reason to pick Texas Tech to beat Kansas other than, I think so. I don't have an analysis to back up why I believe what I believe, right?
I respect
the only
it.
Reason I'm picking this is because kind of a hunch, I guess. Like Kansas has won a lot of a game, so they're due, and Tech has lost a lot of a game, so they're due. That's it. That's it. That's my full analysis. That's it. I don't have any other reason. So, yeah.
Last home game of the year, students will be out in full force. Who knows?
I mean, and then also, not only that, wouldn't it be great if the reason Kansas does not have sole possession of the Big 12 tournament is because of the championship is because of the team the year before that won the championship beat them?
Hey.
That'd be fun.
It's a good story.
It'd be a good story.
It but, sells. I mean,
yeah, no, I don't have a reason. And then plus, also, this is going to be like my only fan pick of the year. I almost never do this, but Tech kind of needs a win. So if Tech wins this game, we're back to being safe from the bubble, right? Like, so that's another reason. I'm a fan a little bit. Tech would be like one of the few teams ever to beat the number one team in the nation twice in 1 year. That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
That'd be cool. Would Tech fans rush the court?
No, I say no.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think at least in their minds, and in some sense it's real, that we are at the level where it shouldn't be a surprise to us if our team can do that.
Man, that's noble. That's noble that we are at that level to where we're too good of a program to rush the court. You know what else that is? Poppycock. Rush the court, kids. If you're not a blue blood, like blue bloods, don't rush the court. If you're UCLA, you're Duke, you're North Carolina, you're Kansas, you're too good for that stuff. But if you're not a blue blood, rush that. Rush that. Why do you that? Texas. Oh, we're the Longhorns. We're too good for it. They rushed the court earlier this year. They rushed the court. I don't care. Like, you know, if you're a blue blood, have fun. Have fun. If Tech beats the number one team in the country when we're not that great this year, we're okay. We're decent. We're not that good, though. All right. Rush the court. Rush the court. Have fun. And court rushes are funner than football field rushes. I'll take that to the bank. I did both in my career at Texas Tech. And the court rush, 10 times funner than the field rush. Now, unfortunately, I was not at the 08 game, so I can't compare it to that. But still, fun stuff. So, Jeremy, anything you want to tell the people?
Not the people, but I will say something to Chris Beard, listener, longtime listener of the pod. I hope you just make me eat crow this weekend. I hope that you make me look like an idiot for picking Kansas. And, I mean, that's about it.
Good stuff, good stuff. I also have something to tell Chris Beard. Coach, I'm going to be late to dinner this weekend, this Saturday. So, you know, me and Coach, we're tight like that. We go on mandates.
We're tight.
I know y'all ain't. You know, I know you're not cool with him like that.
But,
you know.
Yeah, he's a very selective committee.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like that. That's how you think he listens to me? Obviously, the pod. But I'll tell him some side things on the side too. You know, it'd be like that. So, for Jeremy, you've been listening to the Wisecracks of Albie Shore. As always, pack out the stadium and stay wrecked, people.